From America's most popular travel radio show, this is your RM World Travel Minute. I'm Rudy Maxa. Perhaps you've heard of restaurants that have Michelin stars. Do you know their history and meaning? Well, in 1889, a couple of French brothers started a tire company in France. They wanted people to go to places on their tires, so they'd buy more tires. So in the early 20th century, the brothers published a free guide to restaurants in France to encourage drivers to travel. By 1926, the Michelin guides grew more authoritative, and stars were awarded to exceptional eateries. Actually, they're not really stars. The symbols are more florets or blossoms. Today, the highest accolade a restaurant can receive from a Michelin inspector is 3 stars in the red guides. Green guides are more general and cover more regions. But even 1- and 2-star restaurants are celebrated and rare. Famous chefs have wept upon learning they've been awarded 3 stars. At least one killed himself upon losing a star. Not all food reviewers always agree with Michelin reviews, but the guides are helpful for finding good hotels and worthwhile restaurants in many countries in Europe, cities like Tokyo, and 4 U.S. cities, New York, D.C., San Francisco, and L.A. Travel info at rmworldtravel.com.